All right, guys, what I want you to do is I want you to turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we're going to continue on in our study of this book and talk about the reality of what we believe as believers in Jesus Christ. And actually, as we're getting into this, this is not just talking about what we believe. For some of you, this might be very new, especially today, when we talk about the relationship that we have with Him through the Spirit. And I think it's interesting because, you know, we just spent chapter 7 talking about the internal struggle that we have. We talked about the reality that we do things that we don't want to do. The good things that we want to do, we don't do. And with that, we are defeated. But there's no, he starts out with chapter 8 saying there's no condemnation for us. Grasp that for a moment. You do wrong things, right? Yeah. But if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, there's no condemnation. You're not condemned before Him because someone has already paid the penalty for your sin. Who was that? Christ, right? And so by faith, you have been forgiven. You have been set free. You have been justified. And so now you are told to live by, not by the law, because you can't keep it, but by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Not by your flesh, because your flesh is always going to want to do things that are wrong, but again, by the Spirit. And so now, today, he's going to flesh that out even more to us about what it means to be led by the Spirit and why that is so important. Because the reality is that when you came to Christ, something changed, and it isn't just the reality of you being forgiven and you having a new standing with God. Well, I guess in a way it is about a new standing. You became God's child. He adopted you. You entered into His family. Now, when I bring that concept of family up, here's the reality. You're going to immediately think in your mind about what family is based upon your experience. That's natural. You're going to think about family in terms of the family you grew up in. What kind of a parent was your parent? What kind of a dad you had? Because we talk about the Heavenly Father. A lot of times our concepts of father are based upon what kind of father we had. But what I want to show you is that it's something completely different than what you think. You have been adopted by Him. You are now His child. And with that, you're going to see that you have some obligations. And that relationship with Him is so different and so new. So let's look at this together. It's just a few verses today. We're going to look at verses 12 through 17 in Romans chapter 8. Here's what he writes. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Okay, so what's he talking about here? Well, he starts off first talking about that we are debtors. What does that mean? Well, another way of translating it would be obligated. We are obligated. We have an obligation. And so that's what I want to focus on, first of all. A couple of things about your obligation. All right, so first thing I want you to notice is, see it in verse 12, we are debtors not to flesh, to live according to the flesh. What's he talking about? Your obligation isn't to your flesh. You're not beholden to what your body wants. Did you understand what I'm saying? And again, you're driven by your body. You're driven by what your flesh wants. And you and I know that. Basic things like food, that's driven by your body. Or other things, even like listening to things. That'll drive you. Your body has great influence over on you. You need to recognize that. Now the question is, are you obliged to do what your body wants you to do? Are you a debtor to your body? You're not. You're not a debtor to your flesh. You are a debtor now. You have an obligation to who? To God. Because isn't he the one who saved you? Isn't he the one who set you free from all of that? Who broke the power of sin? Who gave you a new standing with God? You have an obligation to him. In fact, your obligation, here's the second point, your obligation is to the Spirit which puts to death the deeds of the flesh. Okay, so think about it for a moment. I've already told you, especially when we were looking at chapter 7, the good that I want to do, I don't want to do. That thing which I want to do, I can't do. So I'm living by the flesh. I'm doing the stuff that I don't want to do, and I want to stop doing that. Isn't that true? We want to stop doing the stuff that we know is wrong. I can't find a person yet who says, no, I just want to keep on doing wrong stuff. I want to stop having bad attitudes. I want to stop treating people the wrong way. I want to stop. Okay, so those are the deeds of the flesh. But here's the thing. If you're obligated to the flesh, you're just going to keep doing those things. But how can you stop that? You live by who? The Spirit. And when you live by the Spirit, that is, you're following the direction of the Spirit in your life, you put to death the deeds of the flesh. So how do you change? Because you can't change yourself, right? Remember, we've already expressed that in chapter 7. The good that I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't want to do, I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of sin? Isn't that what Paul says? We can relate. So how do I do this? I live my life led by who? The Spirit. And that puts to death what? The deeds of the flesh. Because if you're living your life led by the Spirit, you're going to do what the Spirit wants you to do, not what your flesh wants you to do, right? Well, can I be sure that I'm going to be led by the Spirit? Yes, you can be sure, because we've already seen that the moment that you gave your heart to Christ, the moment that you became a believer in Jesus Christ, who entered into your life? The Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. He is your seal for the day of redemption, your guarantee. He's with you. He's not leaving you. So your obligation is to be led by the Spirit. And you'll be able to overcome. Now, will it come easy? No. Will it take a lifetime? Yes. Because that's what sanctification is. But the key thing is that you be led by who? The Spirit in your life. And slowly, and oftentimes it is slowly, there'll be new attitudes that are developed, new ways of looking at things, new behaviors are developed, character is developed. Because what? Your obligation.